underneath the door. The driver's side door. I may have had a speck fly in my eye and a tear shut down.
What?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'm going to beat the game. No memory cards attached. Yeah, man. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another British House production. This is the JCB Scrubs podcast. I'm your host, Jesse, followed by no one else. It's just me. I'm riding solo this time. This is a really, really, really late episode. We are 2 weeks behind. I was so busy this last week, and so was everybody else. So this episode's going to be 2 weeks behind, and we're going to have another episode recorded Sunday, because today is Friday, June 1st, and the next episode is going to be recorded on Sunday, the 3rd of June. So we have two episodes for you this week, because I do not like being behind, but it just had to happen this time. So, but in order for this to happen today, it was just going to have to be me. So I hope you guys enjoy this, but let's get started. I have a lot to talk about. This is probably going to be only gaming topics this time, just because it's only me. Next episode, we'll have Brian on, maybe Cole. I'm not sure yet. I'm still waiting for him to answer me, but let's get this started. This is the podcast where we talk about gaming, work, stories, trucks, off-roading, and other random stuff. Our podcast is on many different services. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Audioboom, Radio Public, and other services that feed off our RSS feed. If you like our podcast, please listen to us on Radio Public. We are part of the paid listeners program, and we will get financial support if you listen to us on that service. If you want to communicate with us, head over to Discord and Twitter. All the links are in the description. You can also get a hold of us there and everything else. It doesn't matter, but Discord is probably the best place to go. If you have any questions for us, go to our Discord channel. We have a section called Script Talk. And if you have any questions, like I said, just ask us. And I'll announce your name, read your question off, and we'll answer your question on the podcast. So please check out our Discord channel. Everything is in this, all the descriptions. So, yes, the JCB Scripts podcast. This is episode number 9. We are 9. Wow, I can't believe this is already 9 weeks long already. I can't. I'm loving this so much. When I get started, though, before I get started on this episode, I just want to say that I have been really busy. Like I said, my phone's going off. So right now we are finishing up planting on our farm. So that's taken up a lot of time. We got all of our manure hauled. That took forever. I've been working late hours. I've been 14-hour days or more. That's what I've been working for the past 2 weeks. So I'm just pooped, and I just wasn't able to get to my podcast, and everybody else was busy, so that's why I didn't get this out on time. So I really apologize for that. A lot has happened, and I'm not gonna even be able to say everything I did, because I did so much. But I guess I'll kind of elaborate quickly what I've did. So like I said, we're doing planting and stuff, hauling manure. So we did that for 3 days straight. We hauled manure out of our pit so we could manure pit. If you don't know what it is, it's pretty much we have a lagoon made out of cement, and all the manure collects into this lagoon, and we mix it up with pumps and stuff, and then we use pumps to pump it into trucks and to fertilizer spreaders and everything. So for 3 days straight, we pumped out 2 million gallons of manure on about 600 acres in 3 days, which is pretty impressive. We hauled butt this time. So that's why I was not able to do much. If you go on my Discord server, I put a couple pictures of what it was like, if you want to check that out. Just go to my farming channel on Discord. And then I'm still feeding. I officially have a close date for my last day on the farm. So June 24th, I'm officially quitting. And I'm currently looking for a job temporarily. I want to be a full-time streamer and a YouTuber and content creator. And I want to also get in graphic design. So I'm slowly working into that, but for now I need an income, so I'm looking for a job in agriculture. I have a bachelor's degree, if you didn't know that. So I have a lot of opportunities to get a degree or get a job with and make a good amount of money for now until I do some other stuff. But that's my goal right now. So I'm just building up my resume and getting out there trying to find a temporary job or maybe a full-time job. Who knows? I don't know if I'm going to like it or not. But so that's what I've been doing for a little bit. Let's just get straight on to the games I played these past 2 weeks, which wasn't much because I've been so busy. So there was a couple of days there where Brianna came up with me and we would play, we watch movies and play some Fortnite. So me and Bree play some Fortnite for a little bit. I've hardly played any of the season 4. I'm still level 30. I barely got any of my challenges done. I only have 500 V-Bucks, so I really need to get on top of those V-Bucks so I can buy the next season if I want to. So I got to get, like, I don't know, 2 more weeks worth of challenges done, and I'll be set, but I just got to get to it. I forgot. And today, officially, we started doing hay, which is a week early. We have alfalfa, so we took our hay bin out, and we started cutting that. Tomorrow we're going to go ahead and chop it, and if you don't know what that is, it's basically, I'll explain this. So basically a hay bin is a gigantic mower, like a lawnmower, but for hay. So it goes through and cuts the hay down, and then there's some machines in this hay bin that puts all the alfalfa or hay or grass, whatever you want to call it, puts it into a row. So the chopper or whatever can go through it easily. It's, you know, if you, you know, you cut your lawn, it's just spread everywhere. But this is put into, it's called windrows is what they are. But they're just like it. I'm sure you've seen them if you passed a farm, once in your life at least. But so we did that, and then we take these windrows and we actually take 5 windrows and combine them into 1 big windrow. And then the chopper will come down, and the chopper is a huge machine that takes the hay and cuts it into little bitty pieces. And then those little bitty pieces get put into a truck or a wagon and hauled to the farm. And then the hay gets put into a silage container. So either it could be a silo to ferment. Or bags, which, if you don't know what bags are, I describe them as a giant sausage stuffer. So we basically put the hay into a sausage stuffer of plastic. And if you've never seen them, they basically look like giant caterpillars or worms on a farm with, like, white, you know, they're white plastic bags. Or you can put them in a bunker pile. And you could probably see those. If you see past a farm with, like, tons of tires with plastic and stuff, that's a bunker. And what you do for that is you dump the feed down, and then a tractor will, you know, plow it into a pile and then run over a ton of times to pack it down. So that's what doing hay is basically. Once you're done with hay, you cover it up, and you want to get all the oxygen out as possible, as much oxygen out of that as possible. Because that will allow the hay to start fermentation. And if there's oxygen in that, the aerobic bacteria will start a molding process. And you don't want that. So you want the anaerobic bacteria to ferment the hay, the alfalfa, the grass. Depends what you're doing. So we are doing that this week. Today I actually got home early. So that's why I'm doing the podcast by myself. Because I just wanted to do it. And another thing. And another reason why the podcast wasn't out sooner. And I announced this on Discord. My hard drive on my computer went corrupt. It corrupted. I could not start my computer at all. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I lost all my software. I lost all my games, but I could re-download those. So I can re-download my software, but it's just a freaking hassle. It's been 5 days now, and I'm still working on getting all my stuff back on my computer. So I had to reinstall Windows 10, in all my programs and software. Luckily, I had all my podcast videos and everything else stored on another hard drive, so that wasn't touched. But a lot of important stuff that I did recently was lost, like my resume and other stuff. So I have to redo my resume for, you know, finding another job, which is not a big deal, but I was really upset. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I didn't think I had a virus on it or nothing, but maybe I did. I don't know, but here I am recording this and trying to get this podcast done because I really like doing this stuff for you guys. So I'm going to get started on my games. Like I said, I played Fortnite here and there with Brianna, and I was actually doing field work the other day, and I was like, I don't know why. I was listening to another podcast. This is what happened. I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about the new Pokemon game coming out for the Switch called Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. Apparently, it's supposed to tie into Pokemon Go on the phone. And I played Pokemon Go, like a lot of people did a couple years ago. And I live in a rural area in the middle of nowhere. So at first, Pokemon Go sucked. I mean, there was no Pokemon. There was no Pokestops, nothing. So it was like, what's the point of playing here? So, but then I was at college and I tried it again. There, you know, tons of Pokestops, tons of Pokemon popping up everywhere. I had a blast. Me and my cousin, we'd play together. And so I played at college, but then I came back home. Again, there's nothing. So I quit playing it for about a year. But then I decided I want to try it again. Maybe they changed it. Who knows? I don't know. Rural areas suck. There's nothing. Nothing at all. So I was like, oh, I wish I could play this game. I kind of like it, you know? I don't know why. I just do. But I did some research, and I was like, I wonder if I can trick my GPS. And that's the thing. I have an Android phone, so I looked it up, and sure enough, you can trick your GPS. And a lot of people might consider this cheating, but this is called GPS spoofing. And what you're doing is I downloaded this app that tricks the GPS. So I can go anywhere in the world I want on my phone, and then I turn on Pokemon Go, and I'm there wherever I clicked on this other app. So what I did, I was just thinking, I was like, what's the biggest park in the world? And I was like, oh, Walt Disney World. That's got to be a good place to go. So I clicked on that. I clicked that spot on my my spoofer app, and I went to Pokemon Go, and sure enough, I loaded up at Walt Disney World, and I tell you what, it was like, I've never seen so many Pokestops and gyms in my life. There was like 200, I chose Epcot. There was like 200 Pokestops there, so I just go around and spin them all, because I had zero Pokeballs, because there's no Pokestops in my area, and I'm catching all these new Pokemon, because I didn't have Gen 2 or Gen 3 Pokemon when I played way back when, a couple years ago. So I've had a blast. And then what's actually cool about the country and about being in the tractor for so long is I'll turn the Pokemon Go app, and then I'll hatch all my eggs, and I'll have my buddy find candies for me so I can level them up. So that's a good way for me to, because tractors go like 6 miles an hour, so on the phone it considers that walking speed. So I'm able to hatch all my eggs and stuff while I'm in the tractor, but when I'm at home and I want to play Pokemon Go, I just go to Walt Disney World on my GPS spoofer and catch Pokemon there. So I've been having a blast with that for the past couple of days. But those are pretty much the only games I played. Yeah, because I'm reinstalling a lot of games on my PC, so I haven't really played much. But I do have Fortnite downloaded finally on my PC, so I played that a couple times. And whatnot. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I've played in the past 2 weeks. Not much. That's how busy I've been. And I apologize. This might be a little bit of a shorter episode of the podcast because I'm talking to myself. It was kind of weird. I haven't done this yet. So let's get on to our next topic. And I want to talk about Fortnite since I'm on that threshold. And they just released a new update called Fortnite Update 4.3. And I'm going to read off some of these patch notes of what they fixed. Before I get started on this, I'm going to do my best to improve on my gaming news. The past couple episodes, I haven't really talked about gaming news at all. But I really want to make that topic really special on the podcast. And I'm going to name it Scrub News, Scrub Gaming News, or whatever. So we're on the Scrub News section of our podcast. So let's start with Fortnite. So first things first, they've fixed a lot of bugs. I'm not really gonna go over the bugs that much, but they added some new weapons and items. The last update they had, they added consumable apples, which granted 5 health every apple you ate, which was, I guess, kind of cool. I've yet to even use them, to be honest. I don't look for them. I kind of forgot about them because I haven't played that much. But this in this new update, they added mushrooms, which grant 5 health, or sorry, 5 shield everything you eat, up to 100. So you walk into any swampy areas or pine trees or whatever, you're going to find these mushrooms with, you know, a lot of shady areas and stuff. So, pretty cool. I'm kind of glad that they added that. And they also added the jetpack last update, but I'm not going to go over that because I'm going to talk about this update. They did fix a couple bugs with the jetpack, and they also added a shopping cart. So, a lot of people have been asking for, like, vehicles and because PUBG has vehicles and stuff like that. So I think the shopping cart is Fortnite's take on a vehicle. It's kind of cool, I guess. I don't know. It's not, like, not very OP. They're not that fast. They do help you get around a little quicker. But one person has to push the shopping cart if you find it, and then the other person just rides in it, and they can shoot. The passenger can shoot. I'm not sure how many people can sit in the seat, but yeah, I guess that's kind of cool. I really wasn't expecting that. They've been adding some weird stuff to the Fortnite lately, but it's still fun. I was watching a Reddit video on Fortnite. People were jumping their shopping carts over bridges and stuff. It was funny. So that's pretty cool that they did that. They added some Blitz again, version 2, for this week. And if you don't know what Blitz is, basically Blitz is a 15-minute match rather than a full match, which could last half an hour, maybe. I'm not really sure about that. But Blitz has faster storms, has a lot more loot, and the matches are just really quickly paced. And this new Blitz mode, they added a Porta Fort, the Clinger, LMG, and a lot of the other new weapons that wasn't in the last one. The bus is now lower than it was, so because the storm comes in a lot faster, so they made it so the bus is lower, so you don't have so far to land. They added 20 versus 20. I don't know if I said that enough. 5 teams of 20. They added that back, which I had a blast of that. I tried that out like yesterday. My first match I played, our team won. It was fun. I kind of like that game mode. I like the big teams. I don't know why. I just when I'm bored with solo or duos or whatever, I'll hop onto a big team based game mode, like 50v50 or 20 versus 20 or times 5. So they added that back in. It's a version 2. So what they added, in this version, each team has a bus now. So you have a lot better chance to know where your team's going to go. Originally, it was pretty chaotic. So now everybody has their own bus, so you know in the general direction where everybody's going. Chests and supply drops have extra spawn consumables and ammo and stuff. What else? I'm kind of reading through this now. They increase the chances of treasure chest and ammo boxes. I already said that. Because originally you barely got any weapons and stuff. It was awful. Like it was hard to find a weapon because there's so many people going to the same spot. And all the stats are, except for wins, are counted in this mode, which is cool. So you get XP, but the wins don't count because your wins are like double. I'm terrible at math. Your wins are multiplied by 5. Your chances are, because a lot more people. Let's see. Let's go over a little bit of bug fixes. Shotguns now hit people more than objects. Shotguns were a little bugged, I guess. People can't get headshots as easy because people are shooting through the bodies to get headshots. So headshots count more often because of being accurate with a headshot. Just a little bit of little things. I'm not really gonna go over that. They made a lot of performance changes, major optimizations at the end of the match. Oh, one thing they did add. Let's see. If I can find it here real quick. Anyways, they changed the UI. I think it's later in the patch notes. They changed the UI so when you complete a challenge while in the game, it'll actually tell you that you completed the challenge, which is awesome. It's a really good thing to see that it's actually counting a challenge that you got. So there's been a couple instances where I would do a challenge, but apparently I didn't do it right or didn't count or something, and I didn't know until the end of the match. So now I know if I do a challenge right or not. So, because it'll tell you on the screen that you just completed this challenge. So that's cool. So, they changed the animation for the hunting rifle, and when a person leaves or joins a match while in a lobby, there's a new animation for that, which is I've seen that, and it's pretty cool. You know when you die in like a match, that little thing flies over your head and it like desyncs you out of the match. Well, it kind of like reverses that when you're in a match, or you know, same concept, which is cool. So yeah, not too many changes on this update, but enough to make it worthwhile to talk about. So like I said, I'm the only one here, so no one else has anything to say about this. So I'm going to move on to the Battlefield 5 reveal, which happened last week. I'm a little behind on this. If you don't know, I am a huge fan of Battlefield. I love Battlefield 4. I started on 4, and then I loved Battlefield 1. So Battlefield 5 was just revealed. It takes place in World War II, which is cool. I watched a trailer for it when it was revealed, and personally, I thought the trailer was really different. They're not going a serious route, it seems like, with this World War II era. The trailer seemed a little cartoony, or a little animated, you know, fantasy-like. That's what it seemed like to me. It was just a weird, I didn't know if I was watching gameplay or if I was watching CGI or in-engine gameplay. I don't know. It was a weird trailer. I was not sure, but it seemed pretty cool. I'm still excited. I'm going to go over some changes I'm going to go over some information that GamesRadar has gone over. So this is off of GamesRadar. I'm going to be reading some of this. So Battlefield 5 is coming on October 19th. You'll be able to play it on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. There are no plans for a Nintendo Switch version. The game is heading back to World War II, but it's going to be unlike any WW2 shooter they've ever played, and the focus is away from the battles and stories that you've been covered by other games, movies, and TV. If you want to play the game, there will be a Battlefield 5 open beta coming in late 2018, so probably like late summer. And you get access to it by pre-ordering, which is weird because EA has always had open betas, so I'm assuming there will be an open beta. I mean, without pre-ordering. Currently, there's only one trailer. Let's see. I'm fast forward to that. All right. You'll be able to play. Let's see. You'll be able to see Battlefield 5's multiplayer E3 on June 9th. There's a lot of modes coming back to Battlefield 5, including Conquest, which better be, because that's what you know. Battlefield is Conquest, basically. Team Deathmatch, Domination, a new mode, which is Grand Operations, which is a better version of the original Operations from Battlefield 1. In operations, it takes place over in four game. Let's see, sorry. Let me read. Here the action takes place over in four in-game days, which each day representing a new phase in the fight. One example we were given by DICE is that phase one is a paratrooper invasion on Rotterdam. The main invasion force arrives in phase two. Phase three is a desperate fight for objectives in the ruined streets. Phase four, and this sounds so cool, is a last man standing fight to the death, where players will only have one life and a very limited amount of ammo. The first team to eliminate all the enemy soldiers wins. This is going to be an absolute game spectator gold and the one most tense experiences if you're in there. So the last man standing sounds like their take on a small battle royale mode. That's my guess. That's what it seems like. But we'll have to see. I played Operations a little bit in Battlefield 1, but it was really chaotic. It was sometimes, like, 70% of the time, Operations was one-sided. So, I didn't play it that much. It was fun. But I hope that Grand Operations is an improvement. In addition to this, there have been several changes to how the game is balanced. There is a new scarcity element, which means that you'll spawn with less ammo and explosives than in the previous games. The idea is that you need to ask support classes for resupplies and loot ammo off enemies. The respawn screen has changed to you can choose whether or not to bleed out. Then you have to get a view of how your squad is playing so you can make an informed decision about whether to squad spawn or go back to deployment, which is kind of cool, I think. Previous games, you weren't able to really see what your teammate was doing. You could do this in Battlefield 4. You could actually watch what your teammate was doing. I wonder if this is maybe elaborated a little better than Battlefield 4. Battlefield 1, though, you could not see what your teammate was doing. Spotting has changed too. You now highlight areas of danger rather than pinpointing specific enemies, and revives can now be done by any class, although they take far longer than a medic revives and only restore a limited amount of health. In fact, you no longer regenerate to full health. Only a medkit dropped by a medic can fully heal you. It's all designed to make the game more tense, more considered, and to create pockets of quiet and recovery in amongst all the action. So that's pretty interesting. This gives medic a more realistic view, I guess. I think the route they're going is that if you get injured, your squad mates can... I don't know if I read that right, but I think your squad mates can heal, can revive you, in quotations. But you're still injured, and you're going to need a medic somewhere to fully revive you. But if you're down and a medic comes to you, it'll fully revive you up to full health. Same with like supply drops and stuff. So that's interesting. That's interesting. I hope it works out well. But I'm gonna read on. Okay. So Battlefield 5 co-op. Welcome to Combined Arms. Yes, Battlefield 5 has co-op. It's a four-player mode called Combined Arms, and it lets you dive into missions with your squad mates. Combined Arms missions are multi-objective battles loosely based on the idea of infiltrating an area, completing several different tasks, and then extracting. Missions will be randomly generated each time, so you'll be going for varying objectives and asked to do different things, potentially keeping it fresh every time you play. You'll be able to play with your created characters across all modes, including Combined Arms, and any rewards you earn will be usable across all modes too. DICE very much see Combined Arms as a bridge between single player and multiplayer. So what it seems like to me is that you'll be able to customize your character for all these modes to make it like your own, kind of like Fortnite, almost like Fortnite. So that's what it sounded like to me, is that you can create your own character and I'm assuming they're going to have in-game purchases to buy cosmetic items to make your character stand out. That's what I got out of that. That last part there. I could be wrong. I'm just speculating here. That's what it seemed like to me. A Battlefield 5 single player. War stories are back. Yes, there's a single player mode in Battlefield 5 too, and it'll work in the same way as Battlefield 1's war stories. The first one of these follows a female resistance fighter in Norway, and that's really all we know. Other stories will follow World War II as it progresses and develops, so you'll be able to fight in rural France, the city of Rotterdam, and the deserts of North Africa. Expect more to follow too. War stories will be also accompany new chapters in Battlefield 5's live service, which is called Tides of War. So you'll be able to So you can either expect to see new stories when we move into another chapter in Tides of War, or at very least, remix objectives for existing stories. DICE won't confirm it, but there's a suspicion that some of the single-player campaign will be tied to live service, so there, we may not get to play certain war stories until it's time to do. So it's time to do so in Tides of War. But what is Tides of War? Heffer wrote this article, made their sentences sound really weird. Alright, moving on. Battlefield 5's live service. What is Tides of War? Good question. Tides of War is the Battlefield 5 live service you get access to when you buy the game. It's split into chapters, each chapter representing a historical phase of actual World War II conflict. Each chapter will last about 2 to 3 months, and it'll bring things like limited time events, new weapons, fresh story missions, different multiplayer maps, limited time challenges, rewards. It represents a constant shift and change of the landscape of World War II. So this reminds me of like Fortnite, and a lot of games have been doing or starting to kind of gear towards this, is change things up a bit and, you know, change game modes up and stuff. So it's kind of cool. Let's see. Progression. Everything in Battlefield 5 is tied to central currency. The currency we don't know yet can be used to buy everything from fresh weapons to customizations for your soldiers to bespoke parts for your vehicles. Everything in the game can be customized and modded. So I think you will be able to customize your character, but you have to use your in-game currency or real money to do it. Let's see. You'll need to level your soldier up to earn the right to buy new things, but you can do this by playing the and completing challenges. You can pick up daily challenges, hold up to 3 at a time, and you get special assignments. You can hold up to 4 of those, which award more points, more currency, and more special items. You can unlock everything in Battlefield 5 by playing the game itself. Dyson confirmed this to us, but has given no official details on whether Battlefield 5 will include microtransactions or loot boxes, so they haven't stated it yet, but I'm sure they will be there. So let's go over gameplay, and we'll move on. Okay. Customization is... Wrong one. Alright. Gameplay. There are some substantial changes to gameplay in Battlefield 5. First off, destruction has been revamped and is now completely physics-based. So when you destroy buildings, they come apart organically and not with pre-made animations. You can destroy buildings from the inside and out. Flying debris will now kill enemies and soldiers. Bullets will penetrate walls too, so you can shred houses and kill enemy troops inside. That's always been like that. I don't know why they're really stating that. But wait, you can now rebuild. You can rebuild buildings too. There's a new construction option in the game, yes, like Fortnite, which allows you to fortify structures and create new things. Support class soldiers can build faster and create more things. You can now build fix LMGs, for example, but every soldier is capable of building. You can also tow fixed weapons like AA anti-air guns across the map and place them in your fortifications, and you can actually use the weapons like you're towing them, so you can theoretically have a tank pulling an AA gun while you fire them both. Maybe. They did not say anything about this in this article, but they did state that you can't build everywhere in the game. If a building gets destroyed, you can only rebuild that building. You can't just magically put a building up like in Fortnite or a wall or whatever. I don't know about the weapons and stuff, but I know that you can only rebuild buildings that are previously there. So that's just a little that's about a lot of the stuff we know about Battlefield 5. I'm really excited. There's a lot of stuff coming out this fall. So it's going to be... I'm going to have a hard time playing all these. Cause I'm going to be playing zombies in Black Ops 4 like no other. I want to play this game. I want to play Red Dead 2. I want to play... Oh, I still want to play Fortnite. I think I'm missing another game. Oh, Spider-Man. And there's some other games. So there's a lot of games. We're kind of screwed. I am, at least. All right, we're going to move on to our next news story on Fallout 76. And this was just announced, I think, 2 days ago. Out of nowhere. I did not see this coming. I have an article from Kotaku. Hopefully they have some insight of what this actually is going to be. Hopefully, maybe it's going to be an awesome game. Maybe it's not. Who knows? The rumor is it's going to be an online game, which is kind of cool. I think it's cool. A lot of people don't think it's cool. But I think it's really cool. But let's just briefly go over this and speculate what's going to happen. So Fallout 76 is in fact an online survival game. Online survival RPG that is heavily inspired by games like DayZ and Rust, which is cool. I love DayZ. A lot of people don't. I love DayZ. Fallout 76 was an experimental new entry in the long-running post-apocalyptic series. When Bethesda first released it, the game on Tuesday, fans speculated that it might be a Fallout 3 remaster or a New Vegas remaster style spinoff or in a new location, but Kotaku reported that the afternoon that it is in fact a completely new game. The teaser might lead to Fallout The teaser might lead Fallout fans to believe that this is a traditional entry in the series, but according to our sources, that is not the case. Originally prototyped as a multiplayer version of Fallout 4 with a goal of envisioning what an online Fallout game might look like, Fallout 76 has evolved quite a bit over the past few years. Those sources said it'll have quests and a story like other games from Bethesda. A developer known for meaty RPGs like Skyrim, it'll also feature base building, just like Fallout 4, and other survival-based multiplayer mechanics, according to those sources. One source cautioned that the gameplay is rapidly changing, like it does in many online services games, but that's the core outline. The game is named after the series Vault 76, which has been mentioned in both Fallout 3 and Fallout 4, according to Fallout lore. Vault 76 was meant to just open 20 years after the nuclear war, allowing for a far less civilized setting than the previous games. Fallout 3 and 4, which are full of cities and settlements, both take over 200 years after the war. After much of the population has had time to reconstruct human civilization, Fallout 76 will feel very different, as the narrator of the trailer says. When the fighting is stopped and the fallout has settled, you must rebuild. So that's pretty much all we know about that. All I really want to say about this is Fallout 4 was a good game. I enjoyed it. I played it twice and I really haven't picked it up then. That was my first Fallout game. A lot of people have a lot of gripes with it, and I understand. I really kind of want to play Fallout 3, but you know, it goes back to the time aspect of where I don't have much of it right now. So, I'm interested. If this is an online RPG, that makes me happy, because I love co-op games, and Bethesda games would do really well with co-op, and I know a lot of people would disagree on that. Personally, I think that is awesome. I love playing with friends and other people, so I'm really stoked for this, if that's true. I hope it's pretty in-depth, too. A lot of online games aren't, so we'll see. We will see. I'm sure E3, they will be showing more. That's kind of the major news I really want to talk about. Like I said, a lot has happened this week. Last 2 weeks, I guess. Time's flying for me right now. I've been so busy. But yeah, like I said, I'm almost done. I really want to make this a huge thing. So I guess I hope you guys stay with me and you know, support me and anything else. I'm still trying to get this thing started. I'm on a lot of different services, but I really want to get more involved if I had more time. So I'm working on that. I might start a Patreon and try to get involved that way. I really want to stream, but I need internet to do that. And I need good internet, and I do not have that. So I probably won't be streaming for a while until I move away. But I don't know what the future holds right now. So, but just stay in touch with me, you guys, and I will try to do my best to make this a awesome thing. With all of that out of the way, stay tuned. In a couple of days, another podcast episode will be up with me and Brianna and possibly Cole. But anyways, this is the JCB Scrubs podcast, episode number 9. I'm your host, Jesse, aka Bread of Shadows, followed by no one else, just me. This is a podcast where we talk about gaming, work stories, trucks, off-roading, and other random stuff. Our podcast is on many different services. We're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Audio Boom, Radio Public, and other services that feed off our RSS feed. If you like our podcast, please listen to us on Radio Public. We are part of the Paid Listeners Program, and we will get financial support if you listen to us on that service. If you want to communicate with us, head over to our Discord and Twitter. All the links are in the descriptions. If you have any questions for us, head over to our Discord channel. We have a channel on there called Scrub Talk. Ask us anything, and we will say your name and answer your question on the podcast. And I just want you guys to get involved, so please do that. Anyways, this is the JCB Scrubs podcast. Peace out. Stay awesome. Stay tuned. And I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Peace out, you guys. And I hope you stay safe and have a good weekend or week. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another Bradish Ass production. This is JCB Scrubs podcast, and I just failed.